In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 6, this is letter 1721. This is a lengthy letter, and as we've seen, the Rebbe's interest in a very hands-on kind of management, the Rebbe was reviewing with the leadership of the Reshet Ole Yosef Yitzchok. Those was a network of schools in Israel, and some of them in Australia, some of them in Morocco, and in other places where they were all named, of course, for the previous Rebbe. But especially in Israel, it was a very much hands-on, the Rebbe goes through point by point. This letter doesn't bring down everything of the discussion. It's a lengthy letter, but we'll see. There's a lot of points that the Rebbe addresses in his letter over here. In any event, this is letter number 1721, dated Baruch Hashem, on the 21st day of Tammuz, Tavshi Yud Beis, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe addresses this to the Hanhola, to the leadership, the administration of the Reshet Ole Yosef Yitzchok Lubavitch, which is in the Holy Land. May God be with you, peace and blessing. So the Rebbe said, I did get your letter in a timely fashion, dated the 20th and the 29th of Sivan, and as well as the third day of Tammuz, with all the attached to them. And the Rebbe says, I'm also attaching here, returning the various letters that they forwarded to the Rebbe, that they got from the minister, the Office of Education, and from Israel, the various different offices, dated the 11th day of Sivan that you sent to me. The Rebbe said, I'm sending it back. The Rebbe says, you might need that letter as you go through, you follow up with your work. And the Rebbe just advises them something very practical again. You know, I mean, it's the Rebbe said, generally, the way you do the things is as follows. That the original that you have remains by the institution. Don't send me the original, the Rebbe says. Whoever the institution who received that letter, that's where the letter remains. And here you send a photostat, you make a copy from those letters to send to me over here, but don't send me the originals. So that way the Rebbe doesn't have to send back the originals back. Keep the originals. Okay, so now the Rebbe addresses several different matters that they do. So first thing is, looks like there was opposition from the city of Lod, where the yeshiva and the Chabad was at the time. So they had a position, they had objection. So the Rebbe says that, Rebbe advises them to try to turn to Mr. Ephraim Sheyichia Krasna. And you should remind him that he visited me some time ago together with Mr. Dr. Yaakov Griffel, Sheyichia. And in our discussion, when we discussed about that there is religious sort of persecution or religious forcing people against their religious in the Holy Land. And the Rebbe said there were some cases where he promised me that if I know of a case in which, you know, in other words, because a religious school is trying to get a building or something, and they're not giving it because they're religious or they don't subscribe to that level of religiosity or whatever. So he told me, if you find a case like that, I should let him know. And if he will find out about it, he will organize these matters that it should be justice and fair. So it should be right. So, and the Rebbe says, it's not his area, this Krasna, Ephraim Krasna, this is not directly his area, because he's in the Histadrut, he is about settling people, but yet he is a person of influence. And the Rebbe says, this is the first time that I'm turning to him about his promise, in which he said that he will protect the rights, and do it. So I'm very hopeful that he will get involved and he'll be successful. Also, the Rebbe says, you can turn to Mr. Shazar, Sheikhia, and tell him also that, according to our discussion, he will certainly utilize his influence to fix this, what's wrong over here, because I guess that opposition was not justified, and he will fix the crookedness, that's which needs to fixing over here. So the Rebbe says, I'm hopeful that you are organizing the matters in such a way so that you don't have to invest money in these tzidifim. Tzidifim are sort of bungalows, small kinds of buildings and structures. So the Rebbe says that he wants the buildings, I guess, to come from the government. They should utilize the money for running the place versus spending the money, I guess, on the buildings. Especially, the Rebbe says that, and this is Rebbe writing to the Reshet Olei Yosef Yitzchok, those are the, it's a group of schools which are called Mamlachti Dati. In other words, they are religious government schools. They are sponsored in Israel. They have the government school sponsoring religious, and there's different groups that had, you had like Mizrahi, and you had this, so you had also the Chabad section, which was called Reshet Olei Yosef Yitzchok. So the Rebbe says that the Reshes should not invest in that, especially the Rebbe says that I was promised by the administration of the Lud Yeshiva that they would give them one of these tzrifim, one of these bungalow, one of these buildings, so they shouldn't really have to go ahead and spend money on that. Rebbe says they're like these modules, they're smaller, not real buildings. Yeah. And for sure, the Rebbe says in some places, you could influence that the local city should give a fitting building. And the Rebbe says in other places is when you push, you put pressure on, the proper pressure, for sure you will receive by the activist, in other words, the people, the activists, certainly, they, because you see, they even give, for sure they will give, because they even give to the various political parties. So why would they not give to religious people who are not parties? You know, in other words, they're not, we are al-miflaktiyim, we are non-affiliated with any parties. So the Rebbe believes that they will give. So that's the point. Now, number five here, there's a whole bunch of things that are missing in this letter. It goes over right away to number five. So the Rebbe says, I heard, it reached me, the news that for the summer months, they took some students from the yeshiva of Lod. They took them from the yeshiva in Lod, and they took them as teachers, you know, in the school, in the reshet, they took them as teachers. So the Rebbe said, for sure that you looked into before you took them, that they should be fitting, and they should be the ones that can be successful in educational and instructions, so not just take students, but take those that have that talent. And the Rebbe says, I wrote many times that the Reshet institutions need to be serving as an example and a sign what the Chabad institutions' activities can do. So in other words, the Rebbe wants perfection. The Rebbe wants that these schools should be run not just like an afterthought, but rather they should be a symbol of excellence in education. And the Rebbe says this was further strengthened, this view, after I had the discussion with Mr. Shazar, Sheikhya. And further, the Rebbe says, it's understood that for young men, it's not their aspect to leave the yeshiva and to become teachers. That's, and certainly the Rebbe said this was only a temporary matter. I guess the Rebbe also doesn't feel perhaps that students can actually really be qualified as teachers, and that this would be looked upon as reputable for the school, that they hire young students. And besides that, the Rebbe says, young men, they should not really leave the yeshiva to become teachers. So for sure, the Rebbe says, most likely this was only a temporary, until they can be sure to get the approval about the institution of the reshet, of this network of schools, and their budget. So then, once that, they'll take teachers who are professionals, and these young men will return back to their studies with diligence, with dedication, with additional success. So that's number 5. Jumps over now to number 11. The Rebbe says, as far as the suggestion that the students of the Reshes, now the Reshes was meant for children that are not Chabad or even so religious. It's meant to reach out, those who are schools created. But they suggested that the students of the Reshet should learn in the yeshiva of Lud, which was a regular Chabad yeshiva. And it says they should bring them day by day to the yeshiva. So the Rebbe says you don't mix one subject with the other subject. Just as the yeshiva of Lud needs to be very particular that the image, it's a yeshiva, should look like a yeshiva. So likewise, the Reshet, they need to keep their image as well, that they are this network of Ahol Yosef Yitzchak, which is acceptable to everybody. Shavah L'chol Nefesh, which means anybody can go there. You don't have to have a special level. Not only for Timimim, those are people that are part of the Chabad or sons of Timimim. The Rebbe says it's important to be very careful about this in the beginning when you start off, because they're sure, the Rebbe says, there are those that are looking with 7 eyes and trying to find some problems. So if you are going to start mixing things over here, it's not going to be well taken. Number 12, over here in this letter. The Rebbe says that whether should you demand of the education minister that you should have your own individual supervisor versus, again, a supervisor which supervises all schools or many schools. They were asking to have their own supervisor for the Reshet, for the Chabad network. So they're asking the Rebbe. The Rebbe says you shouldn't do so without first investigating what are the chances for getting this request granted, because it's possible that this might be too early now to ask for that, especially that there is idea that after they are going to approve these institutions, they're still working to approve it, the government, to get the subsidies from the government over there. So this should, so this demand is going to be more justified. In other words, later on, once you're approved, you ask them, you know, we want our own supervisor so that he can supervise. But you're demanding too much now, that may put in danger the approvals of the institutions. But later on, it's going to be after fact, they have already approved it. But now, to ask for it, it's really common sense. Common sense. Don't ask all the extras right now. Just get approved first. And once you're approved, then you're going to ask them for what else you need. The Rebbe says, there's also an idea on the other side. I guess maybe they're going to see that they want to make it separate so that they're serious about the special education. Maybe, I'm not sure exactly, but the Rebbe says this is something which is a step which has to be done responsibly, and you cannot do it without really investigating and looking into this beforehand. What are the chances and how is it going to be looked upon? Because you might be risking over here the approval, so just make sure to investigate to see what's going on. Number 13, the Rebbe says, I thank you for sending me a write-up about their discussion that they had with Mr. Shazar, and for sure they will continue to do so in the future in a timely, in a way, so that the notes will come here before I meet with him, before Mr. Shazar comes to meet the Rebbe, so the Rebbe will have already the notes and the write-up of their discussion. Further, number 14, the Rebbe says, I found out that the Rabbi Abu Chatzira, Sheyichya, publicized a letter about them, and I'm surprised that you did not tell me ahead of time. Please send me, the Rebbe asks, for a copy of his letter. Number 15, the Reshes is on the name of my father-in-law, the Rebbe. And in many places in the Hasidic literature, it's articulated what is the concept of a name, that the name represents the source, that's the pipeline of the energy, etc. So therefore, it's understood and it's obvious that we're dealing with the source of life with the previous Rebbe. So there is no room to play games and for ulterior interest, personal interest, side interest. I mean, the Rebbe is avoiding, I don't know what the Rebbe is hinting to over here, but the Rebbe says it's self-understood, the great privilege and the great responsibility and the great success. And the Rebbe adds in the parenthesis, from the positive, etc. So you can learn that if you play games, you know, you are playing with the wrong, the Rebbe doesn't want to bring it out in the negative. What happened then? The Rebbe continues, finally, concludes with the blessing for success in your holy work. I look forward for the good news that the peace, success is resting upon you and amongst you. Again, the Rebbe has a little indication here that there was some, disagreements or some controversies going on over there, because I see, as the Rebbe concludes the letter by saying, I'm looking forward for the good news that the peace and success is upon you and between you. So I can see that the Rebbe is sort of implying that there's something going on. And that's why the Rebbe said before that personal interests should not take play over here. This is the previous Rebbe, and this is the holiness for success, for all the blessings. But yeah, if you play games, you know, that's not the place.